You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. The Idaho Press Club has filed a lawsuit against Ada County, saying officials repeatedly violated Idaho's Public Record Act in response to four separate public records requests from journalists. In the lawsuit, which was filed in Ada County's 4th District Court on Tuesday, attorney Deborah Ferguson asked a judge to order the county to release public records, claiming county officials over-redacted some documents and wrongly denied access to others. Joining us live in studio to talk more are attorney Deborah Ferguson and Idaho Press Club Vice President, as well as Idaho Public Television reporter Melissa Davlin. And in the interest of full disclosure, we should let you know that our general manager here at Boise State Public Radio News, Tom Michael, sits on the board of the Idaho Press Club. Welcome, both of you.
Thank you so much, Gemma.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
So I want to start with the basics. What's a FOIA? And why would a journalist or a private citizen request one?
FOIA stands for Freedom of Information Act, and that actually applies to requests made to federal government entities. Idaho has its own public records law that is slightly different than the federal law, and we just call it, Idaho public records law. We refer frequently to Idaho's Open Government Act, Chapter 74 of Idaho Code, if anyone really wants to dig into it.
If you want to read it for yourself.
Which I highly recommend for Idaho's government officials. We, as journalists, are very interested in open government because it is how we hold our elected officials and government officials accountable, whether it's through their public meetings or the documents that show how taxpayer money is being spent, how they're making the decisions they're making. So many things rely on our access to these documents because ultimately our viewers, our readers, our listeners are all taxpayers. They're constituents of these government officials, and that's who we answer to.
And this is why we FOIA, why journalists FOIA, but Deborah, citizens FOIA as well. So this is full circle, basically, as Melissa just said, for anyone who's a taxpayer.
That's right.
So the Ada County did give us a response, and so I do want to read their response. And it says, this is a public records appeal. People who request public records have a right to appeal. And we look forward to the judge weighing in on the substance of this matter. This came from their spokesperson at Ada County, Elizabeth Duncan. Now, I want to go into what's been happening with Ada County. So, Melissa, you have been vocal on social media in particular about being denied requests or having the request over-redacted. But you're not the only journalist in this lawsuit, because we should note Idaho Statesman reporters Cynthia Sewell and Katie Mueller are also making claims as well. So tell me about the specific examples that led to filing this suit.
We have, since February, four examples of Ada County having unlawful responses to these public records requests that include blowing past Idaho's allowed 10 days to respond to public records requests, overcharging for the processing of these requests over redaction, and citing reasons for these redactions and denials that simply don't exist in Idaho code. So a total of four journalists, including Jennifer Swindell from Idaho Education News, she was the fourth one, made these requests concerning multiple things for, in some cases, unrelated stories. 911 calls to Ada County Sheriff's Office, documents related to the potential sale of LaBoie.
Oh, the racetrack.
Of the racetrack, the potential sale or lease of that. And then also from myself and Jennifer Swindell requesting documents on how the county processes and responds to public records requests by reporters and members of the public in the first place. But I should note that these are just four examples. We knew of other instances in which Ada County had had unlawful responses to public records that were outside of the 180 days that were allowed to ask a judge to weigh in. Once we came out with our press release that we were suing the county and asking a judge to intervene, we had other reporters say that we've had issues with the sheriff's office in the county for years now. Mm. And so this is just a snapshot of what we see is a pattern of illegal responses to public records requests.
And Deborah, I want to bring you in on the conversation as well, because there are people out there, I'm sure, who are listening, who are thinking, once again, reporters not getting what they want, and they're whining and complaining. I should note, though, that according to the Columbia Journalism Review, only 7.6% of FOIA requests nationwide come from journalists.
Well, certainly, I don't think journalists in any way abuse the process. And this is, they're trying to seek information, as Melissa has indicated, that is just absolutely essential to them doing their job and doing it well so that we have a well-informed public. And they need this information, and they are entitled to it. I think, you know, what I found very compelling here when approached by the Idaho Press Club is that this was not an isolated instance. This is showing, I think, the way we have set forth our petition, that this is a pattern in practice. And they are basically not following the Idaho Records Act. They are sort of making it up as they go. And this is pretty arbitrary and capricious mm-hmm. as to who gets records and who doesn't and for what reasons they're being withheld.
And it affects a private citizen because private citizens can FOIA as well.
Yes, they can also make those requests, absolutely. And the thing is, and it's an important point, the sole remedy if you feel documents have been wrongfully withheld or heavily redacted is to go to court. You have to file a lawsuit. Many states have a statutory scheme where there's an administrative review or there's an ombudsman. There's some sort of intermediate process that you could go to and say, can this be looked into? Idaho doesn't have that. It's explicit in the Public Records Act that the only remedy is to bring a suit in state district court in the county in which the documents are located.
Melissa?
And I'll add that these lawsuits are so rare because they are so costly and time intensive. That's one of the reasons why a lot of these local government entities can get away with these unlawful denials, because none of us have the ability to sue every single time it happens. My position in the press club involves me trying to intervene on reporters' behalf when these denials happen or when open meeting violations occur. And most of the time, a phone call can fix it. I'll add that we did meet with Ada County officials. I think there are some people within Ada County who genuinely want to see this get better. Mm-hmm. But some of these requests were made and denied after that initial meeting. And so ultimately, our only recourse is to sue, and unfortunately, that's what it came to.
Well, and let's talk about that, Melissa, because when you were very active on social media about this, you were able to talk with some of the county commissioners in particular.
Yeah, all three of them.
And county commissioners, Diana Lacciando in particular, did ask for a meeting with journalists to ask journalists specifically, what do we need to do? What can we do better?
Absolutely.
But as you said, even after this meeting happens, this process continued. So this is what I think needs to be clarified, because suing Ada County does not necessarily mean the county commissioners, because from my understanding, the county commissioners are not getting these FOIA requests. They are not the ones going through this. There is a different department that this goes through.
Well, yeah, it's my understanding that they would have someone within the county who would be pulling the records, but then they would be turned over to the Ada County Prosecutor's Office in the Civil Division, I would imagine, who would do the document review. On all of their responses to record requests, they say it has been reviewed by their counsel. So I'm presuming that I presume that it's indeed happening.
Idaho Code dictates that every government entity, every single entity, no matter how big or small, has somebody who is specifically in charge of handling public records requests. So in Ada County's instance, who does the buck stop with? So while Commissioner Lacciando, as you mentioned, genuinely wants to try and make this process better, and she's not the only one within the county, you know, we've heard from County Clerk Phil McGrain as well. Ultimately, this practice is still happening. And that's one of the reasons why we're going after Ada County as a whole and not individuals, because there are multiple people involved with this process. And we're hoping that it affects change, not just within Ada County and individuals within Ada County, but statewide. We're hoping government entities mm-hmm. pay attention to this and see that the Idaho Press Club is serious about them following the law.
Well, and as you said, Melissa, where does the buck stop, correct? And Deborah, as you said, when it goes to these civil attorneys, it is still the prosecuting attorney's office. I mean, ultimately, there is one person in charge of the prosecuting attorney's office. But you also mentioned, Melissa, before we came on the air, the reason why the Ada County Sheriff's Office is named in that is because there's, even though you can say, yes, the prosecuting attorney's office, when it comes to X, has over-redacted or done this.
Right.
But the prosecuting attorney's office, if I'm understanding right, is not necessarily in charge of the sheriff's department.
Well, and that's part of the confusion that we see with Idaho public records law in the first place. But ultimately, you know, Ada County is responsible to follow the law. And that's what we're hoping that happens. And we are confident that the judge is going to see that, you know, Ada County hasn't been following the law and has been citing reasons that don't exist in Idaho code to deny these records, and that we will be able to fix this practice.
Deborah, what happens next? Because this was filed Tuesday.
The case has been assigned to Judge Deborah Bale, and we have a hearing set for October 2nd before her. So what we've asked for is that the county either produce all of the documents in an unredacted form, or they demonstrate and show cause is the to the judge as to why their exemptions are legitimate. I mean, the Supreme Court has ruled on these issues, not a lot, but some, and they have some basic law for us to follow. One is the documents of an agency are presumed to be open and disclosable. And the burden is on the agency to show an exemption. We know also from the court that exemptions are supposed to be narrowly construed. And if an agency is going to rely on an exemption for non-disclosure, they have to point to a very specific exemption in the act. So I think the burden now goes on to Ada County to do exactly that with these documents that were hundreds of pages were redacted from.
And I'm assuming, if I have this right, that Ada County prosecutors will be the ones also at the hearing come October 2nd and arguing as to why they have done what it's alleged that they've done.
I would expect that they would be there defending Ada County. Whether they'd have outside counsel or someone from the Attorney General's office would be entirely, beyond...
Mm-hmm. Your scope, but yes. It's just interesting to think about how this will work. But October 2nd, the hearing, and then there won't be a decision on October 2nd. This is just the next step in the process.
Well, the statute requires within 28 days of a petition being filed, a hearing be set. And so we've got the hearing, and the judge then will make a review. I mean, one option for the judge is to say, I want all the documents produced in my chambers. I'll review them and decide if these are legitimate exemptions or not, and then order them either to produce them or explain their exemptions. You know, one thing we'd like is, in addition to disclosure, we're asking for a declaratory judgment because we want it clear that the timeframes in the act are not mere suggestions, but they are actual enforceable deadlines, and have the county a judgment entered against the county declaring that. So I think it puts the Idaho Press Club and its members on more solid footing to have that kind of order.
And Melissa, last question. At the end of the day, why should the average citizen care about this?
Because ultimately it's about their taxpayer dollars and us as members of the media, but also their neighbors and fellow members of the community, holding these government officials accountable.
I want to thank both of you for coming in today. Our guests, Attorney Deborah Ferguson and Idaho Press Club Vice President, as well as Idaho Public Television reporter Melissa Davlin, talking about the lawsuit the Idaho Press Club filed Tuesday against Ada County. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Up next, we take a trip to Canada to listen to the Northern Lights. I'm Gemma Gaudette. You're listening to Idaho Matters.